Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour, where the best in local, regional, and national entertainment lives. The Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour is produced right here in Gloucester, Virginia, and directly across the street from Flatiron Crossroads, which is a nonprofit organization focused on entertainment education and live performances. You can learn more at flatironcrossroads.com. Our sponsor for this week is Friend Enterprises. This week's band that we're going to highlight is Moonshine Society. Moonshine Society is the offspring of three promising young music scholars who came together at Boston's Berklee College of Music. A handful of years later, this band has spent 6 weeks at number one on blues rock album radio charts, 10 weeks at number one on the Virginia Song and Virginia Album charts, and in the top 25 Living Blues radio charts. Plus, they are 2020 Whammy Award winners for the Best Blues Act, Best Blues Album, and International Blues Challenge winner 2020 Best Self-Produced Blues CD. So these guys are internationally known and recognized as some of the best in the business. Leading the troupe is impassioned, soulful singer and songwriter, Jenny Langer. Here's Moonshine Society with Biscuits, Bacon, and the Blues on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Blues. Oh, yeah.
They are good. Moonshine Society there with Use Me. And before that, Biscuits, Bacon, and the Blues right here on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour, sponsored this week by Friend Enterprises. That band is so tight, and those vocals just come from the bottom of her soul. They are so, so good. If you'd like to see them live, you can get your tickets to see Moonshine Society at Flatiron Crossroads on Friday, May the 14th at 6:30 p.m. I did get to see Moonshine Society at Flatiron last year, pre-pandemic, and it's a show with a ton of energy, a lot of soul, and just some of the best musicians on that stage. Get your tickets today at flatironcrossroads.com. Well, you may know that my favorite part of the show is getting to know these artists a little bit better through a little bit of Q&A, so we asked Jenny to give us a little insight into her songwriting process.
I go about writing songs one of two different ways. Even though I am a vocalist, I tend to hear a lot of guitar in my head when I'm writing songs, and so sometimes it simply starts with the groove, maybe a riff that I'm hearing from a guitar, and then I build from there. Otherwise, as a singer, I really enjoy writing songs that feel good to sing, and I'm either at my piano, at my guitar, or even in my car driving around, and I will sing melodies and maybe lyrics out loud that just feel good. And if something lands and feels really natural and I think that I can build from there, then I'll record it into my phone, and then later I'll sit down and I'll do a proper writing session with it.
Let's see a little of that songwriting process in action. Here's Jenny and the rest of the members of Moonshine Society with Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Well, he's the meanest man I've ever, oh, I've ever seen. never, never, never will. Ah, you know it surely not because she knows what she has. Oh. And if you find that she's left you
You're listening to the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour and Moonshine Society with Come On Home. Before that, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean. You know, that band is one of the tightest, one of the best I've ever heard. Now, what they do is they set the platform for Jenny to just become a woman possessed on that stage, and she totally connects with the lyrics and the feelings in every one of these songs. This is not a show to miss. If you can make it, get your tickets at flatironcrossroads.com today to see Moonshine Society on May the 14th at 6:30 p.m. It's a show you won't forget. Speaking of Jenny, we asked her what she feels is her best work to date.
As an artist, I don't think I've ever put out my best work yet. But to date, I would say my best work is probably a song that I recorded after I had been diagnosed with cervical cancer a few years ago. The song that I brought in was not something that I would have recorded with my band at the time, but it came from a very vulnerable place. The song was very raw, the lyrics were very raw, and what resulted wound up becoming the bonus track on our Sweet Thing album, and that song is called The One Who Got Away, and that is the one that people tend to reach out to me about, or even at shows come up to me and say, I love that song, I can relate to that song, thank you so much for putting that out there, and the response from that made me really change how I go about writing my lyrics and when it's okay to open up. Because before, it almost didn't feel like it was safe to talk about those topics, at least not for me, but that's changed.
Well, let's hear that song now, the bonus track on Moonshine Society's Sweet Thing album. It's The One Who Got Away on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
¶¶ here come the cold nights, but I've made myself known. Just one more pull of whiskey roast and my tongue. Here comes the quaking, the
oh.
This is the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour featuring Moonshine Society, and right there, Southern Road featuring Jason Ricci. Before that, The One Who Got Away. You know, we sent Jenny a list of questions to choose from, and she was the second artist to answer this next question, and I love this question. Jenny, if you were an instrument, which one would you be?
You're going to probably laugh at me, but I think if I was an instrument, I think I'd be a trombone. I have a couple trombones, and I've been trying to teach myself how to play them, and that's extremely slow going, but for me, the trombone has such a unique sound to it, and it has a very round, soulful tone to it, and I tend to think of myself as a soulful person. And when you hear a trombone, there's no mistaking what instrument that is. And if you're writing songs that have a space for trombone, it's really hard to replace that trombone with anything else that's going to just do the job. It can be unexpected, it can be funky, it can give you that New Orleans swagger, but you also see trombone used in classical music in a very refined way. So I think the fact that it's so unique, but also flexible, kind of reflects my personality and who I am.
Here's more of Moonshine Society with Shake on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Yeah.
I saw you and that girl. You were talking. Something deep down in my soul said, go on, cry girl. When I saw you and that girl, you were walking. And I would rather go blind, yes, than to see you up away from me. Yeah, because I love you so much that I don't wanna lose you. Oh no. But most of I just don't want to be free. And I was just sitting here thinking, ooh, about your kiss and your warm embrace. When the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips, now baby, yeah, ooh, reveal the tears that were rolling down my face. Oh, oh. And I would rather go blind. Oh, yeah, yeah. See you up away from me. Yeah. Oh, oh. And baby, I would rather go blind. Yeah. Oh, but most of all, I just don't wanna be free.
Man, I told you earlier, such soulful vocals. You've heard it in other instances, and she kills it right there. That's Moonshine Society with I'd Rather Go Blind, and before that, Shake, right here on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour, sponsored this week by Friend Enterprises. Go to FlatironCrossroads.com today to get your tickets to see Moonshine Society live at Flatiron Crossroads on Friday, May the 14th at 6:30 p.m. It's a show you're not going to forget. There are fantastic band, fantastic vocals, and a fantastic venue. If you haven't seen us yet, get your tickets today. Come see us soon. We asked Jenny to share with us what was her biggest accomplishment to date.
I've been very, very fortunate to have a lot of cool things happen in my life so far, thanks to the music that I sing and write and that the band puts out there. I guess the biggest accomplishment, at least for me personally, would have been in 2020, January 2020, the band went to Memphis, Tennessee. Our album had been submitted by the River City Blues Society out of Richmond, Virginia. And they had nominated our album to represent the society as the best blues CD that had come out of the region that year. And societies around the world, not just in the US, but around the world, can nominate one album that's been put out by one of their local artists. And then at the end of the year, it's whittled down to five finalists and then finally a winner. So we wound up being one of those five finalists. That was for our Sweet Thing album. I was the only female songwriter, front person, and producer in that top five. So just at that point, I felt like we had already won because it felt really good to be representing other female artists. And then we won. And to be acknowledged like that as a relatively unknown band at that time felt so amazing. It felt incredible to be acknowledged by the Blues Foundation and to be told, yes, you put out a really great album. In fact, we think you put out the best album.
That's another reason you need to come see them live. And here's another example of why you should come see them live. It's Moonshine Society with Deal the Devil Made on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Lost a man who loved me for one I gave my heart to, and now he's gone away. Just like they all tend to do. When did a heart become an easy trade? Oh Lord, it's a deal the devil made. And I feel just like a fool for loving him. Oh, you know it's true. But just don't know what to do. When did a heart become an easy trade? Oh Lord, it's a deal the devil made. Oh yes, he did now. Oh, it's not right. I know it's not right. And so song.
Moonshine Society from their Live in Shanghai album. So these guys are international. You got to see them. Jenny, tell them what to do.
We are going to be at Flatiron Crossroads on Friday, May 14th. You can go to flatironcrossroads.com to grab yours, and we would love to see you. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for joining us here this week at The Crossroads. Our program is an independent production of Flatiron Crossroads, produced by Ray Friend, theme music by Walt Stillman, and support comes from our sponsors and from you, our listeners and audience members. So go to flatironcrossroads.com today for a listing of upcoming live events, grab some tickets, make a donation, or volunteer. We look forward to seeing you live soon at Flatiron Crossroads, and I look forward to seeing you again next Saturday for the next Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.